This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends. This is the last episode of this season of Chimes Bookshelf. And in this episode, we are going to review a grand book, which is called The Princess and the Goblin, and it's written by George MacDonald's, illustrated by Arthur Hughes, and it was published in the year 1872. This book is a fantasy novel for children, yes, and it is about a little girl who's a princess. She's 8-year-old Irene. Now, Irene lives a lonely life. She lives in a castle in a place which is quite away from the active world. She lives in a mountainous kingdom, and with her is only one lady, her nursemaid called Lutie. Her father, who's the king, is normally not present with her, and her mother has passed away. Now, she does not know that there are a lot of mines nearby in which live a lot of goblins. Yes, these goblins have been ousted from the kingdom, and they are very angry and they want to take revenge from the king and the human beings who live close by. So what happens one day is Princess Irene is on an exploration spree. She goes out of the castle and sees there's a very beautiful lady who says her name is Irene as well, and that she is her great-great-grandmother. When Irene comes back next day, she asks Lutie to take her outside. When they go outside, goblins are there and they start chasing them. But then there's a young boy, a miner, Curdy, who rescues them and become friends with Irene. Now, Curdy works in the same mines as the goblins live in. So he overhears goblin talking about something. And he also finds out that these goblins want to take revenge on human beings. Curdy then starts to explore where the goblins live, and he also makes it a point that he protects Princess Irene. They become best of friends, and Irene also takes him to meet his great-great-grandmother. Who exactly is great-great-grandmother? What becomes of goblins? Is there more story to it? Are goblins able to seek revenge? Is Curdy finally able to rescue Irene? For this, you have to pick up a copy and read this book. This book has been converted into quite a few film adaptations. Yes, a full-length animated adaptation of the book has also been made. There's a poem written by Sylvia Plath, The Princess and the Goblins, which is also inspired by this book. And there's also a story in full-length ballet with the same title. And do you know what the lesson this story gives us? This story gives us a lesson that if a person loses the moral path, how can he or she get back on that path? And what happens when you get on the right path? So, in order to explore all these aspects, pick up a copy of this book and read. And wait for our season 2 with various other beautiful books that we bring for you in Chimes Bookshelf. Till then, happy reading. Listen to all the previous episodes. Keep liking, subscribing, and sharing Chimes Bookshelf podcast.